Show is live. We are launching into hour number two of the show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Still to come, the update from Los Angeles about a new law that might affect your pets. Well, actually, it might affect you if you don't make some changes, I guess. We'll get to that, and this could be something that could spread across the country for all we know. But first, we go back to the phones, back to Mac in Georgia. Mac, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you are a you were a military police officer, or you are, and you were telling us a story that you were apparently driving a car which was having some trouble one night, and you started pulling off the freeway as the car was having trouble. That's when a cop happened to be behind you, lit up his lights to pull you over, which, of course, you were actually already in the process of doing at that time.
Right.
And you happened to mention, before we went to break there, that the car you were driving, you were in the middle of transferring registration because you had just moved to Georgia, was it, at that time?
Yes.
And that's where you were going to pick up the story. So what's the rest?
Okay. So the car... I was also getting some stuff fixed. The car was broken into right before I bought it. I bought it from my grandfather, and the car was busted up, so I was using a pair of pliers. So that got their suspicion, so they took the pliers away from me.
I guess they did.
When they took my license, and I told them I didn't have insurance because I was in the process of getting stuff transferred over. So they ran that, and something was up with the registration. I still don't know what was up. They said the place was altered. Go figure. Anyways... he asked me to get out of the car because he was going to tow the car. I said, fine. So the officer came up and said he was going to search me today. He was going to let me go. So
they're going to let you go on the side of the road after they took your car? Was that the plan?
Yeah.
Great.
How nice.
But yeah, we're going to search you first. I mean, what reason do they have to search you?
Yeah, right. Was there an arrest here? There certainly was an arrest. They're going to let you go. So were they just trying to get you to consent to a search?
They said they're just going to pat me down.
Okay, well, that's different then. There's a difference between a search and a terry pat, just for those that are listening.
It was a terry pat, my mistake.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's explain briefly what the difference is. As I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong here, Mac, the difference is a police officer is allowed by law to terry pat you, and that's because there was a Supreme Court case, Terry versus the United States.
Crappy law.
Right. And basically what it allows them to do is the reason for it is the police officer can claim that he's frightened that you might have a weapon. So the purpose of the terry pat is to reveal any hidden weapons that you might have. And so he can pat down the outside of your clothing, and if he feels what he believes is a weapon, can then reveal what is in that particular pocket. So that's the purpose of a terry pat.
Right. Now, I mean, the reason I say it was a search because it was at the end of the traffic stop.
Okay.
The tow truck already came. I was trying to call somebody, because I was trying to get somebody to pick up the vehicle, and I couldn't get nobody out, which made me pretty angry.
Hold on, Mac. Would they have let you take the vehicle away yourself if you could have called somebody?
They would let somebody take the vehicle.
Okay, but if you could have gotten someone to take it, they could have taken it where you wanted to take it, as opposed to the police just taking it where they wanted to.
Right.
Okay. Not so bad, but hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles, right?
So the officer was like, okay, let me pat you down for his safety. I'm about to walk off. I'm ready to walk off. I'm already pissed off because I'm working one job, and I'm on my way to another job. It's payday, and I'm already broke.
Oh, no, you were on the way to your other job. Ugh.
Yeah.
These things always happen at the worst possible time.
Well, there's no such thing as a convenient traffic stop.
Yeah,
let me speed up a little. So I was asked if I had any objections. I said, I'm bowlegged on one leg. I can't spread my leg all the way out. So I spread my leg out fast as far as I could, and obviously he didn't like that, so he grabbed my leg and yanked it.
Oh.
Which almost made me fall into oncoming traffic.
Hmm. Awful.
Now, I didn't mention that three or four other police officers came up because they called for backup.
Because you're a big guy, is that why?
Yeah. At the time, I weighed about 260, 270.
You're a big guy.
Six foot three.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was angry, but, I was trying to be polite at the same time.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah. And I told him, I'm not carrying any weapons. I got my keys. I'm on my way to work. Y'all made me 35, 40 minutes late to work.
Right.
my job right down the street. Just let me go ahead and get my job. So, next thing I know, four police officers dog-tied me, handcuffed me, and put me in the car.
All four police officers piled onto you after the guy yanked your leg out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I got up, I'm like, look, I put my sweatshirt up. I'm like, look, I don't have nothing on me. I'm a cop. I'm a military police sergeant. The rest of the officers are like, no, you're not anymore.
What an idiot.
So they arrested you at that point? What happened there after they piled on you?
They put me in the car. They took me to the station and processed me. And they're on the phone with the jail to put me on suicide watch. Now, the only thing they
suicide
got me on...
Suicide watch?
Yeah. Because I'm freaking out.
I don't blame
you. I'm pissed off and I'm freaking out.
What was the charge? Did they end up charging you with anything or did they just let you go?
Failure to maintain lane.
Is that what they claim they arrested you for? Failure to maintain the lane?
That's what they put me over for. They said I had auto tag, no registration, no insurance. Driving on permit. What they arrested me on was disorderly conduct.
Oh, they love that one. You know what? I was reading the Amplifier chat room during the break, and somebody suggested that there is apparently some real animosity between military police and city or sheriffs, city police
There's
or sheriffs.
There's a lot.
Really?
City police and sheriffs think that military police is not real police, but they got to think if something happens with their police department and the Department of Justice has to come in, we're going to be patrolling their streets.
Did they know that you were a military police officer? Do you think that they figured that out when they ran your plates and ran your license? Was it obvious you were a MP?
I put my credentials, man. I carry my badge in my car and I carry my police ID in my wallet.
So that could have actually made it worse for you then.
Well, little did I know. Anyways,
right.
So
right.
I had to sit in jail for about 4 or 5 hours. And they let me out on my own cognizance at 1 o'clock in the morning. Now I live on the other side of the county from the jail. And they took my cell phone. My cell phone was dead by the time I get it back. So I tried to use the telephone because one of my relatives said they were going to get a taxi for me. I didn't have any money, so I asked the receptionist, who was a quote unquote corrections officer, she's in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I use the term corrections officer loosely. But she asked, do you have any money? I'm like, no, well, my brother says you're going to give me some money. Well, if you don't have any money, you get a taxi, you're going to be right back here, so I'm not letting you use my phone.
Right.
So I ended up walking. It took me about 5 hours for me to walk from the jail back home.
What an awful story, Mac, and so sorry to hear that. I mean, it really can happen to anybody, even people that are in this, part of the system.
So, long story short, I had to go to court. I missed the court date. He told me that I would have to wait 5 months for the next court date. Well, it took about a little more than a year before I even heard from the court.
Good Lord.
And this time I lost the car. I just said, forget it. I just jumped the car and, dropped the insurance and registration. So I had to go to about 2 or 3 different hearings. And this time my former employer, when I was working for the sheriff's department in Richmond, South Carolina, He was killed, and then the court date was on the same day as his funeral. And I'm missing this funeral because I had to go to court, and he continued it. So I'm like, I'm talking to the prosecutor. I'm like, look, I mean, a very close friend of mine who's a police officer got killed last week. I'm in here because I'm having to deal with this mess, and I'm pushing me back again. The ticket's almost 2 years old.
So what happened,
and
man?
The prosecutor's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm a horrible person. I mean, you can see right through her.
Yeah.
So I finally get my bench trial, and they had this one guy, and he had like 5 different police officers, witnesses against him for drama, being tagged and stuff. His bench trial was an hour, and the judge I was supposed to appear before had to deal with him before he could deal with me.
Mac, you got to wrap it up in 30 seconds, dude. Go.
So he finished up, and long story short, I'm on parole. They dropped disorderly conduct, the no contest with this, no insurance, and I'm on probation for a year, and I'm paying fines.
You're on probation?
Yeah.
For failure to lane change?
Oh, man. Mac, thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate the story. Just another outrageous example of the system out of control. It's devouring its own at this point. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something you need to know about the show, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and you can find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
We go to the phones and to the fun. Gene in Tennessee on the amp line. Hey, Gene.
Hey, I told you guys that McCain will probably drop out due to some unforeseen circumstance.
You suggested perhaps illness. What are you getting at today?
Yeah, I suggested, I kind of hope that he just dropped dead. But anyway, yeah, you know, he's got a lot of dirt on him. But now the Romney's kid, who's also running for some congressional seat, has suggested that his daddy may jump back into the race if there's some unforeseen circumstance that prevents McCain from continuing. So these people at the top are considering the same scenario that I presented. And I think there's a good chance, and we need to get as many Ron Paul delegates in our states as we can, so that if something like this hits the fan, which I think it will, then we'll be ready to move in there because, you know, Romney will be trying to get his delegates. And if, well, if Romney gets back in, which it now sounds like he's planning to do, and so if you don't, you never know who may jump back in there. But
well, it certainly was suspicious that he suspended his campaign as opposed to ending it as the other candidates did. And it was interesting that he chose to do it that way. So, yeah, maybe he was preparing for this all along.
Well, we'll just have to see how much of his own money he puts in now because he's not going to get any money from us.
Well, you know, in northern Mississippi, or well, in Mississippi State, they haven't done their primary yet. So I've got my Ron Paul truck all decked out with two big 4x8 foot Ron Paul for President signs on the back. I built a frame out of a bunch of 2x4s and mounted it in the back of my truck. And so I'm driving around the northern Mississippi area with the big Ron Paul signs on the back of my truck. I've had several people stop and ask for bumper stickers and yard signs and stuff like that. So we'll see how he does in northern Mississippi. I think he might do better in Mississippi than any other state, even though Mississippi has the lowest concentration of meetup groups and things like that. But
it's awfully optimistic, Gene.
Well, there's a lot of people here that like Ron Paul, including, surprisingly, there's an awful lot of black people I run into that prefer Ron Paul over Obama.
As it should be, because Ron Paul's the only one that wants to end the insane war on drugs, which is disproportionately affecting blacks in America.
And the only one who wants to end the war, which also disproportionately affects blacks in America.
And the only one who stands for individual rights, which protect the rights of individuals and minorities.
That's right. So he's the most sensible one, and I'm not giving up hope yet.
Good for you.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the way I look at it. Is this is our Alamo. This is our last stand. Mm-hmm. I know you guys are putting a lot of stock in the Free State Project, but here's the scenario I see.
All right.
We've got this one chance to win this election. 4 years from now, there's not going to be an internet, at least not anything that we recognize. There will no longer be the ability to run a campaign like Ron Paul's, which was driven and all of his money was raised over the internet. All those things 4 years from now will be stifled. Congress will pass
laws. Yeah, they're not going to let it happen again, that's for sure.
It'll never, ever happen again. So this is our Alamo. If we don't get Ron Paul this time, we're not getting anybody at all. So this is it. And I know you think that Free State is a great idea, and I'm a member of the Free State Project, and, you know, as soon as we get free here, I'd like to move there, but I'm just thinking that this
Gene,
is
I'm totally
chance.
On board with you on this one. I think Ron Paul's the last hope for the United States, too. I absolutely do. I am a member of the Free State Project, but I don't think those things are separate and, exist separately. They're not. I gave all kinds of money, and I've still got the bumper stickers on my car, still got the yard signs out. There's not much I can do here anymore. But
I'm still giving money. And that's the thing about the boxes. We're almost down to the last box now.
What do you mean, the boxes?
You got the soap box. You got the ballot box.
Yep.
You got the jury box. And we all know what the last box is. And we're almost down to that one.
The pine box.
And as far as, and you always talk, Ian, about initiation of force. And as far as I'm concerned, the government has already initiated force. When they try and take your money, when they try and force you to do things, they're the initiators of force. So you can't say that somebody who lashes out like, Ed Brown done so, which he didn't actually, but you can't say that somebody like that is initiating the force.
I never said that. I agree with what you're saying. I can totally understand how someone would view it from that viewpoint. All I'm saying is that
it doesn't work.
All you're going to do is get killed. That's all. That's all I've ever said is that it's not going to actually solve the problem. They're just going to fill their ranks again and come back at you tenfold.
Sometimes that's what it takes is people getting killed. I'm sorry, but the Tree of Liberty is nourished with the blood of patriots.
Well, I'm not prepared to advocate for that at this point, Gene, but I appreciate your call tonight, and thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Not prepared to advocate that because I think we still have a whole bunch of nonviolent options on our plate in front of us, even if this Ron Paul thing doesn't work out.
I understand the feeling of desperation if Ron Paul doesn't make it. I'm the same way. Just what makes more sense to me is moving to the Free State Project and advocating for secession.
Right. The fact is the police state isn't as bad here in New Hampshire as it is everywhere else.
I don't know about that.
I don't see the stories.
In some ways, I see what you're saying, but, I mean, they've got enough cops here. And look, man.
I hardly ever see the Highway Patrol.
I pulled out a camera on the main street here, and some cop harassed me, Ian.
You did what?
I pulled out a camera on Main Street. I told you about it. Some cop didn't want to let me film a traffic stop on Main Street.
What did he say to you?
He zhushed me away after I talked to him and asked him some questions. He's like, what do you do? You can't do that. I'm like, it's a public street, isn't it?
So you went away when he asked you to go away?
At some point I finally did, yeah.
Right.
Well, thank goodness that Ron Paul has the money from all of his donors that he's been spending very wisely, and he still has enough to run the race. This is a marathon, so he's running it as such, and he's still in the picture. Something could happen where he could get the nomination.
Yeah, things have definitely quieted down for now, but you're absolutely right, Wayne. There's a long time between here and the end of this year, so anything really could happen. But, Mark, in regards to New Hampshire's so-called police state, I mean, it's nothing like it was in Florida at all. Well, the police here aren't...
I see what you're saying, Ian, but there's 300 million people in the United States. Say there's 1.5 million in New Hampshire. You know, you're talking about half of a percentage point of the stories would have to be New Hampshire stories in order for it to be on an equal basis with the rest of it. Now, it is an L.A., I'll give you that. But, yeah, our cops here can get all puffed up with themselves.
I'm not saying it's perfect, Mark. I'm not saying we've got a utopia here. I'm just saying I don't feel as scared here as I felt down in Florida when I see the cops in New Hampshire. Just don't feel the same way. I feel like they're a little bit more professional
up
here.
Yes, absolutely. I disagree.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CA. AI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, whatever your experiences are that you want to share. Speaking of Los Angeles, we'll go there and talk about new mandatory pet laws that could expand out, who knows, maybe to where you live. So prepare. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
In this corner, the vicious digestive overload, featuring bloating, gas, and constipation. And in this corner, the popular formula for better bathroom habits, Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse. And the fight is underway. I have to say, Pat, digestive overload looks much bigger than usual in tonight's match.
It makes sense. Toxic matter builds up in our bodies from the food we eat. No wonder we get so sick and tired.
Oh! Did you see that? Aloe Cleanse knocks digestive overload out.
Well, Aloe Cleanse is natural. It flushes the entire system smoothly. Digestive overload didn't have a chance.
The winner by a knockout, Aloe Cleanse.
Don't lose the fight against digestive overload. Cleanse the body to remove the buildup of toxins. Try Dr. Ritter's Owl Cleanse risk-free and get a free gift with every order. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. You'll look trimmer, feel better, and have more energy. That's 1-800-457-9914.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available on...
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Get interactive. It's free, of course. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Change virtually anything that you see. wiki.freetalklive.com. And you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. So I got a couple stories tonight about some mandatory, or at least one of them is mandatory, health legislation that has been passed could affect your life, but probably at least the people in Los Angeles, many of them, it won't be affected by this, but it's still, the principle of it needs to be discussed. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa on Tuesday signed one of the nation's toughest laws.
Excellent.
On pet sterilization, requiring most dogs and cats to be spayed or neutered by the time they are 4 months old. The ordinance is aimed at reducing and eventually eliminating the thousands of euthanizations conducted in Los Angeles' animal shelters every year. According to one of the council members, he held a kitten at the City Hall news conference.
Oh, how nice.
We will sooner rather than later become a no-kill city, and this is the greatest step in that direction. Another councilman who, like Cardenas, is a co-author of the bill, brought his two pet chihuahuas to the event to be neutered in a van operated by the city. The ordinance does exempt some animals, including those that have competed in shows or sporting competitions, guide dogs, animals used by police agencies, and those belonging to professional breeders. So, some animals are better than others, guys. They get exempted.
Well, I... Let's see. What do I think? I think that, first off, we have an extraordinarily inefficient system going here. First off, you know, we're euthanizing these animals. Well, that's a lot of meat that's going to waste. If we had, I know people think that I'm crazy, but you know, if we had charities run, charities were taking care of feeding the poor here,
mm-hmm.
look at the incentive that people would have to not be, you know, living off the dole. If we were using the meat from these sterilized, you know, from these euthanized animals as, to feed the poor, giving them to the missions and that kind of thing. Yeah. If those are the people that were taking care of this, this sort of thing, then, well, there you go. It'd be fine.
Yeah, why let all the carcasses go to waste? I mean, you could make wallets and stuff out of them. I don't know. I don't know what different products you can make out of cat or dog.
Right now, the government's doing it, and you know, dealing with the government as far as getting that meat, I certainly wouldn't want poisoned meat, by the way.
Well, Chihuahua McNuggets would probably sell pretty well. The calico steaks.
They say here that the average pet owner must have their dog or cat spayed or neutered by the time it reaches 4 months of age, and if they have a letter from their vet, it can be as late as 6 months. People with older, unneutered pets and newcomers to the city with animals also have to obey the law.
Wow.
The law.
Which, that sounds a little dangerous. I mean, if your pet is...
17?
Yeah.
A 17-year-old cat?
Putting them under the knife? They're probably not going to make it out. First-time offenders will receive information on subsidized sterilization services and be given an additional 60 days. If they still fail to comply, they could be fined $100 in order to serve 8 hours of community service. A subsequent offense could result in a $500 fine or 40 hours of community service.
You know something? Fascism is a lot more dangerous than stray animals.
No doubt about it. And you know, of course, what happens if you don't pay the fine or go to community service? You know what happens then, right?
Jail.
You go to the pokey.
Oh.
What else?
What are you in for? Oh, well, I didn't spay my dog.
Now, I'd like to point out that I think it's a great idea to spay and neuter your pets. I think it's a wonderful idea. But I don't think good ideas should be forced at the point of a gun. I don't think that's the way we get people to accept good ideas as being a good idea.
Yeah, they end up resenting them.
Exactly.
They do just the opposite. Or they find a loophole.
Or try to get around it. Try to avoid the law. Try to do whatever you can to prevent yourself from being caught in this way. I don't think using the government to spay and to mandate that animals be spayed or neutered is the solution here. But they do. The ordinance brings the nation's second largest city into line with about a dozen of its neighbors that have similar laws. But remember, this is the toughest, one of the toughest. Many states require animals adopted from shelters to be sterilized. New York City requires the same for animals bought from pet shops, but restrictions such as those in South California are rare. In 2006, Rhode Island now requires most cats to be sterilized. A measure similar to L.A. passed the California Assembly last year but didn't gain Senate support, so it almost went statewide. Los Angeles animal shelters took in 50,000 cats and dogs last year and euthanized approximately 15,000 of them at a cost of $2 million. So, you know what, Mark? You're absolutely right. I mean, if this were to be done in the marketplace, if these animals were to be taken in by the marketplace, and as sad as it is, I'm sorry, there just aren't enough people to adopt them, obviously. They can't get them out there.
Well, they can. The thing is that, they can breed like cats and dogs.
Yeah.
It's amazing. They just keep on coming. And obviously some people are not just not thoughtful when it comes to their animals, and they cause other animals to suffer because they're born. And it's a bad thing, but the government has compounded the problem, more and more problems.
Right.
All the government knows how to do is use force. And if they would have just left it alone, people would figure this out on their own.
And it's exactly what you were saying before. The government, Los Angeles government, spent $2 million taxpayer dollars to kill 15,000 animals in 1 year. So if this were in the marketplace and people had market-based incentives, then, again, it's tragic that not all these animals can be adopted out. But something has to be done with them. In this case, the government is using taxpayer dollars to pay to kill and dispose of 15,000 animals a year. Now, if those 15,000 animals have to be killed or disposed of, if it were in the hands of some private organization, they could turn them into food. They could turn them into products. And instead of costing every single individual in the city $2 million, the company could make a profit on that.
Yeah.
See, I would just pass out doggy condoms and kitty condoms.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work. But Bob Barker, by the way, the retired game show host who famously ended every Price is Right show with a call for sterilizing pets, he happened to push for the law's adoption and was among those at Tuesday's news conference.
Most people don't really think about it. You know, all they think is, you know, this would be it would be a good thing if people spayed and neutered their pets. And I would agree. But, you know, they're just not going to, and it costs too much. Having the government do anything just costs too much.
And they're bringing a gun in the room again.
Right. And they also mentioned earlier that it's a forced sterilization. It was a subsidized sterilization. So the government not only is paying to kill 15,000 animals a year, they're also paying to subsidize those who claim they can't afford it.
And another thing is...
which taxpayers pay.
It used to be that different breeds of dogs were sort of made by selection. People would say, I like this trait, I don't like that trait. Now you're essentially saying that the people of Los Angeles cannot... you know, have this particular hobby that has so interested so many people. They can't take one dog and decide that they're going to, you know, create other breeds unless those dogs have been, you know, shown in shows.
Or unless you have permission from the state to do that.
But if you see a particular, like, say you like pit bulls, some people do, and you want a dog that's like this one over here, well, we had to euthanize it because you can't show pit bulls. Sorry.
Sounds like they've created yet another reason to move out of California.
You've got it, Wayne. Let's go to the phone calls and talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you all again. As far as animals and things like that, I think it's the responsibility of the owner to decide whether the critter should be neutered or spayed. And it's not up to the government.
Well, I would agree with you, Jeremy, but apparently the city of Los Angeles doesn't care what people like you and I think. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Are we off base on this? Should the government be involved in spaying and neutering animals? Should they be forcing people to do so? If you want to take that position, we'd love to hear from you. Or you can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Now, also in the same category of story... the CDC has come down with a ruling about your kid and the flu shot.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08 and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to ronpaulflags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to ronpaulflags.com today.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away there, so enjoy those on us. In contrast to the other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites, ours is free. So enjoy freetalklive.com. If you like the show, shop with us and get yourself some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. It's store.freetalklive.com. It's original design, our logo, plastered over hats and T-shirts and hoodies. Get all the details and grab yourself some stuff. Store.freetalklive.com. Coming up, Mark, you've got an update from the We the People organization. We'll get to that probably in hour number three. But first, continuing the topic here, I guess a theme, rather, of government controlling your person or your pets. In this case, they're not quite pets. They're probably loved a little bit more than your family pet. Your kids, your children, they're the next target. And in this case, the target of the federal government, according to the Associated Press. Now, Wayne, you've got a couple of kids at home, and Mark, you've got one on the way, so pay attention. Because annual flu vaccinations should be given to children ages 6 months through 18 years of age, according to a federal advisory panel.
Right. I've heard this. I heard this on the news the other day.
This the panel's decision represents a call for roughly 30 million more kids to get vaccinated. If heeded, it would prompt one of the largest expansions in flu vaccination coverage in U.S. history. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices said the recommendation should kick in no later than the 2009-2010 flu season, saying the vaccination should be given as soon as feasible, but acknowledging that many doctors have already ordered their vaccine for the 2008-2009 season.
Now, you do understand that I'm never going to give my child a flu vaccination, right?
That's good.
I mean, I
managed to live without one.
I have had two flu vaccinations in my life, and they are the two sickest times I've ever, you know, the two times that I've been sickest ever. I've had temperatures both times over 102 degrees, and this was in adulthood. 102 degree temperature is actually pretty serious in adulthood. I can't tell you how ill, and I have to attribute it to the flu vaccines. Both times it was within a week after the vaccination. I know they say these things, this is completely impossible. The vaccine worshippers out there, the people that say, oh, this is science. Science can never do anything wrong. There have been tests and stuff. Well, all that means is that there's an acceptable amount of, you know, mortality rate.
Lobotomies are scientific.
Right. So, you know, to say that no way, absolutely not, that the flu vaccine could not have caused you to get this sick. It had to have been some just off thing. Well, then your damn vaccine doesn't work either.
That's right. And how can they predict what strain of the flu is going to be out a year beforehand?
Well, this year they've done a poor job of that.
They never predict it correctly. It's a big moneymaker.
Well,
of
they
course,
claim
though.
That they have done a reasonably good job of predicting in the past, and I don't know.
Yeah, baloney.
And I'm sure that the flu vaccine does work for most people. I'm absolutely certain that it does. But I don't know what the rates are of people that get hurt, and I can tell you that... You know, I mean, you're talking about a child here. From my loins, he's liable to get just as sick as I did.
Certainly a possibility. But, hey, the good news here, Mark, is that they're not doing it for the children.
They're doing it for
adults. We'll get to the rest of the story. The panel's advice is routinely adopted by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which issues vaccination guidelines to doctors and hospitals. The panel and the CDC have in the past recommended flu shots for people considered to be at the highest risk of death or serious illness from the flu. The list includes children ages 6 months to 5 years of age, for adults 50 or older, and people with weakened immune systems. Kids ages 5 to 18 get flu at higher rates than other age groups, but they don't tend to get as sick from it.
You know, I wonder why that is. It's because they're in these giant institutions where they're housed with other kids. You know, in some cases, you know, hundreds and hundreds of other little cesspools of viruses.
So I got lice when I was a kid. I was going to school.
You know, I mean, this unnatural organization that we call public school, any school, really, it just doesn't make any sense to separate kids by these age groups and put them all in one building and essentially do babysitting for the parents.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's where they get sick. Of course they get it at higher rates. We subject them to it.
And there's also over 30 vaccinations now that are mandated for every child.
To
go to school, yeah.
30?
Over 30, yes.
Wow.
And a lot of these things are not deadly, like chickenpox. I know people that used to have chickenpox parties so the kids would get it and be immune to it for life.
Really?
When you get something, when you get vaccinated...
Bring your friends over so they can all get
yeah,
the chickenpox?
Yeah, they can all get it and be done with it. And
I'm not suggesting this activity.
Yeah, but there's a few others as well, but... The point is that there's been a lot of controversy also where people have claimed that vaccines cause autism. And there was a court case just recently where a family sued the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And actually, this family was awarded a considerable amount of money because they decided to compensate the family for the autistic symptoms caused by the vaccination.
Wow, they won against the government?
Yes, they did.
You could win against the government. It just takes forever, Ian. I mean, a sovereign immunity only applies to the people in the organization.
Right, but not the government.
Not
agency.
The government itself.
That's right.
So they can sue us, the U.S. taxpayers, had to pay for these these symptoms. And,
yeah.
You know, here's just another one in the face of these science worshippers out there that have sent me all this crap that says, there's no way that autism's caused by vaccinations. It's been proven. It was on Skeptic's Guide to the Universe and stuff. Look, people, just because the science is out there doesn't mean it can't happen.
I'm as much of a skeptic as the next guy, but... Absolutely. I mean, I've got an open mind.
They're not skeptical about the scientists.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, who these people are getting compensated by and what their motives are.
That's right. If anybody really studied how vaccinations are made, you would never let them inject that crud into your body, for one.
What do you mean?
Do a little research on it. The way they actually create the vaccines, they do it from animal pus and different... I mean, it's unbelievable how they make these things and all the stuff that ends up in them. So I wouldn't inject that stuff in my body. I'll take my chances. I'll strengthen my immune system other ways. And vaccination treatment is just one theory in medicine in causing immunity to something. There are other theories as well. There's homeopathy and herbal science. There's a lot of other ways you can prevent getting sick or getting a certain disease. So vaccinations are just one method, and some people believe it and some don't.
You know, I'm not a big believer in homeopathy either, but I certainly do believe in herbal supplements.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, it's plants that they essentially reproduce to create a lot of medical treatments and a lot of pharmaceuticals that you might see on the marketplace.
That's
so
right.
Plants in nature are the basis for a lot of the cures that we see in the market.
But the chemical ones aren't as good.
Well, right.
In many cases.
Right. Let's continue here, though, because they claim here that they're not doing it for the kids. They say that of the 36,000 estimated annual deaths attributed to the flu, only 25 to 50 occur in children in the 5 to 18 age bracket, say the CDC. But kids who stay home sick from school cause parents to stay home, so reducing the illness in this group should cut down days of lost work in their parents and adult contacts. So that's their claim. They're trying to help you adult folk out by vaccinating your kids every single year. Now, I don't think that they require kids get vaccinations every year. I mean, you're saying when there's 30 of them that are required, but I'm pretty sure it used to be the where you got the vaccinations and then, okay, they let you into school and that's it, right? Maybe there's a couple more points that you would get them at, but now we're talking about annual vaccinations for kids.
No, the total number was 30 last I checked, and I think it's more now, especially if they want to push this other vaccination program on people. But there's quite a few. If you look at the list, it may vary from state to state, but it's excessive. And the other problem is that they have for years laced a lot of these vaccinations with thermosol, which is essentially mercury. And if you just took a little bit of that, then you'd probably be okay. But because there's so many vaccinations required, it can reach a more toxic level in someone's body, especially a child, when there's 30 required as opposed to 8, let's say.
I think there's also a factor here that has to do with people always thinking about disease and thinking about sickness. I think that focusing on things like that can be kind of negative for you. I think that that's what this kind of news does, is it says, are these recommendations. This isn't mandatory yet, but look for that in the future.
Sure.
So it's recommended now that kids get vaccinated every single year for the flu.
Yeah, our government's running around doing recommendations. I mean, shouldn't the government just be there to protect the borders?
But having parents being all upset and very concerned about getting their kids, oh, did I get my kid the right shots this year? Oh, he might get sick. And then that transfers to the kids. And, you know, if you worry a lot, you're more susceptible, I think, to coming down with something.
Absolutely. And the other thing is they've done tests where when someone consumes sugar, like table sugar, anything very, very high in sugar, your immune system is suppressed or paralyzed for several hours after. So just having a better diet can help make you more immune to things, because we're exposed to viruses, flus, everything all the time. We don't always come down and get sick because our immune system is strong enough. So a lot of people believe that if you can strengthen your immune system enough, that even if you get something, you won't get it very badly, and then you'll be immune for life as opposed to just being immune temporarily with a vaccination where you have to get a booster shot a few years later.
And either way, this is a frightening story coming out of D.C. Again, it's a recommendation for now. But as soon as the school boards and the government agencies in each state get a hold of this recommendation, they're going to say, oh, the CDC said we got to annually vaccinate these kids, so that's going to be a new requirement. If you want to send your kids to the government school, you got to go get these vaccinations. Kids will have to show them to their first period teacher when they come to school, otherwise we're going to kick them out. Which, of course, would be the best thing that would ever happen to your kid, getting kicked out of government school. More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.